This is VOA News Via Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. A year after his death from COVID-19, residents in the Chinese city of Wuhan say they remain grateful to the whistleblower doctor who first sounded the alarm about the coronavirus outbreak before it received official recognition. Li Wenliang, and he's an ophthalmologist at a hospital in the city, became one of the most visible figures in the early days of the outbreak in Wuhan, where he tried to sound the alarm about its appearance, but was reprimanded by police for spreading rumors. Sinovac Biotech said on Saturday that its COVID-19 vaccine has been approved for use by the general public by China's medical products regulator. It marks the second vaccine approved for public use in China after one developed by a Beijing institute affiliated with state-owned China National Pharmaceutical Group, or Sinopharm, was approved in December. South Korea on Saturday eased curfews on more than 500,000 restaurants and other businesses outside the capital, Seoul, letting them stay open an hour later amid a backlash over tight curbs to contain COVID-19. After using aggressive testing and tracing to blunt several earlier waves of the coronavirus without drastic lockdowns, the authorities have imposed increasingly rigid social distancing rules as they fight the latest wave of the epidemic. Bulgaria will cull more than 160,000 ducks after an outbreak of bird flu on two duck farms, veterinary officials said on Saturday. The outbreak occurred at two farms owned by the same person, with more than 99,000 hens laying eggs there this week. This is VOA News. In Myanmar, thousands of people took to the streets of Yangon on Saturday to denounce this week's coup and demand the release of elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi, despite a blockade on the internet by the junta. In an upwelling of anger in the country's largest city, protesters chanted, "Military dictator, fail, fail, democracy, win, win," and they held up banners reading, "Against military dictatorship." Bystanders offered them food and water. A senior United Nations official has warned that the risk of atrocity crimes in Ethiopia remains high and likely to get worse if the country does not urgently combat ethnic violence, stigmatization, hate speech, and religious tensions. The UN Special Advisor on the Prevention of Genocide said she had received reports of serious human rights violations and abuses by the parties to the conflict in Ethiopia's northern Tigray region and their allies. A second senior leader of a vast drug syndicate has been arrested, a Thai narcotics official said, as a transnational dragnet tightens on the Samgor Group, which police say dominate the $70 billion annual Asia-Pacific drug trade. The October arrest of Hong Kong citizen Lee Chung Chak in Bangkok preceded last month's high-profile arrest in the Netherlands of Si Chi Lop, a Chinese-born Canadian national who police suspect is the top leader of the syndicate, also called The Company. Twitter's refusal to comply with an Indian government directive to block more than 250 accounts and posts has put the social media giant at the center of a political firestorm in one of its key markets. Government officials, business people, and ordinary citizens are split over free speech and the U.S. company's compliance practices in a controversy that comes soon after Twitter's top lobbyist in India resigned. And in Tunisia, police locked down a large area of central Tunis on Saturday in hopes of dampening a major protest backed by the country's powerful labor union. Protesters were marking the 2013 killing of a prominent activist, and they're also upset by police abuses that they say have imperiled the freedoms won in the 2011 revolution, which triggered the Arab Spring. For more on these stories, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.